It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined on this Wednesday morning by Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESP Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well.
Good to have you here. You enjoying this spring-like weather?
Yes, indeed, so much.
That feels pretty good out there, doesn't it?
It does.
After the wicked winter we were all through. Well, we're going to talk this morning about something that's important to all of us, and that is savings and what we might want to really have put away. And some people call it rainy day emergency fund. Candace, what do we got here?
Yeah, so like you said, whether you call it a rainy day fund or emergency fund or just a savings account, having a resource of cash to handle the financial surprises of life can keep a road bump from turning into a sinkhole. And so today, I thought it'd be great to talk about a few things and how to start one.
Yeah, we want to avoid the sinkholes, that is for sure. So why should we save money for an emergency fund?
Well, you can be responsible and try to do everything right when it comes to money, but sometimes you still find yourself stuck with a huge bill you didn't see coming. Unlike vacation or a new appliance, an emergency fund isn't really optional. You can't say no or maybe next year. It's usually a here or now expense. So savings for an emergency fund should be as important as any other expense on your budget, and being prepared can help you avoid any financial hardship later.
All right, Candace. Generally, how much money should we save?
Well, just like saving for retirement, saving for a financial emergency will vary from everyone. Building at least a $500 to get a cushion in your budget is probably important, but a better dollar figure is to look at your budget and your resources and ask yourself, if you had to pay $300, $500, or $1,000, would you be able to do that, or would it be difficult for you? And I always say, as I said, look at your situation, because everybody's different, so just find what works best for you.
Now, how do we get started? What's the best way to get started to grow this emergency fund?
Yeah, so for starters, like you mentioned, you need an account where you can get easy access to your money, but not combined with your checking account for like groceries, bills, or any other everyday expenses. A savings account is the easiest option, especially if you're planning to start small. One of the easiest ways to reach your goals is to automate your savings. So if you have a direct deposit going into your account, save some money back and put that directly into your emergency savings account. And one of the best ways to help your emergency fund grow is to increase that contribution as your budget grows as well.
Good information, good tips, good idea, too. That's something we should all be trying to move forward to if you don't already have a rainy day or emergency fund in play. All right, Candace, do you have a money message for us?
Well, if you don't have an emergency fund yet, don't freak out. But also, don't wait for the rainy day to wish you had a rainy day fund. So I encourage you to start saving or increasing your savings today. Remember, it's never too late to start saving money. And as always, if you ever need help, just give us a call at 620-342-3454, and we'll be happy to help you.
Candace, as always, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks, Ron.
Always
have a good day.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESP Financial, Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901 with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.